Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, Oscar.
Good morning, Vietnam.
How was your Thursday night?
Oh, man.
Did you watch Cosby, Cheers, all those shows?
The media light's really getting to me.
you're still lighted up.
I'm all electrolytes and no H2O.
Oh, hold on a second. This is not good.
Oh, no. You broke your mic. You know what?
It slipped out. This
Rob,
is...
why don't you learn how to use a microphone?
Yeah, because, what's wrong with you?
It'd be stripped. The lug nut.
You know,
stripped.
I noticed that the other day. I should have said something. I'm so sorry.
So we either need a new mic mount or a bigger screw.
I think we can get either. And we probably have something in the filing cabinet outside where I put all the parts.
Pieces, parts?
Yes.
We'll take a peek at that.
Nice.
And, get that. And you know what? We'll sound better than ever. And I will not have this anymore. Hey, how's it going, guys?
We can rebuild it.
We can make it like Mike's hip.
You're good to go.
It'd be a brand new microphone.
Mike came through with flying colors.
Fantastic.
Mike, we're praying for you. That way we have both sides.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, you can pray for him.
Whichever one we need to.
That's inside.
Move along. And I want to thank the interns. I want to thank Emmy and Ashley for coming in second straight day.
Of course.
Fantastic.
Hardest working interns ever.
Now, you know the character of Brian Butterfield, right?
Yes, a bun.
Yeah, the results have been incredible.
Yes.
This was sent to me by a listener, and I really saw it as almost like a Brian Butterfield list. This is from the UPS, the United Parcel Service website.
Ups.
Things that you are not allowed to send through UPS.
Oh, I know, like the explosives. That's definitely one of them.
But I
mean,
look, it's pages of stuff.
I didn't know. The only time UPS gets weird is when it's so strange because I've sent some weird stuff to listeners and we've received weird stuff.
Oh.
Beer is I this is my
It's technically never legal to ship beer, right?
Technically.
I've gotten so much beer in the mail.
But I think what you can do, and I'm not saying you should do this.
Yes.
Is all you have to say is like they're perfume bottles or they're scented oils, right?
Right.
That have no alcohol in them.
Yeah.
Is that
what
you say, right?
No, I would say perfume would be closer because alcohol is in perfume. So you'd be closer by saying perfume, I would think.
Yeah, but if someone, if there's like a diligent UPS guy packing your stuff,
right,
and he doesn't know it's beer, he's just basically taking it and then processing it.
Oh, for one thing, never have them pack it.
No, I get that. But if he's like, what's in here?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Books.
Books? Mm. He's going to hear the liquid.
Yeah, my
brother. Liquid books.
My brother, when he was stationed in Germany, he got dinged for
World War II?
Yes. He was sending over a box that he just wrote gifts on it, which would normally have been A-okay, but in German, gift means poison.
Ah, that's a problem.
They saw a box labeled
red
poison.
Red flag.
I'm sending poison back to the States.
Yes.
All right, so these are prohibited items. Some of them I found quite entertaining.
Please.
So, do not send aerosols, aftershaves, airbags, alcoholic beverages, ammunition, animals of any form, parenthesis, alive or dead.
Oh.
So I really love the fact that this is someone at the UPS that said, we're going to be specific on this. Any item containing petrol, meaning gasoline, liquid gas or fumes, baby milk, that's only prohibited to China.
Ooh, a bonbon.
Don't send baby milk to China.
Why? Well, can you keep... Okay.
It's not explained.
You've been a father.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? You are a father.
Yes.
I guess you're always a father once you're a father.
That's right. That's a quote from the movie Parenthood.
Sure.
Is it?
Yeah. You're always
Can
a
you
dad.
Keep baby... How long does baby formula keep?
Well, this formula
or,
and
I mean,
milk is
milk,
different.
Breast milk.
We were not a breastfeeding family, so I can't answer to that.
Why?
Carrie...
Refuse? Selfish?
No. Well, no.
Shocker.
No, we had issues. We had issues with Julia latching on.
Yes.
And this was one of the only negative experiences about Julia's birth were those milk Nazis at the hospital that made Carrie feel like she was a failure because she couldn't breastfeed. And we tried.
So you just punted?
And you bailed.
What about your son?
We kind of gave up on him early. We didn't. I tried to breastfeed him.
The
no
Spelax.
No.
If like you're not going to do the work, we're not going to do the work.
No, it was the same.
Even if you're an infant.
It was the same.
Infant.
Infant. Lord God, high croupier. Same issue okay. with Robert, but they really do.
Psychologically taxing.
They really make you feel like less than a person if you can't do it.
If that doesn't happen when I have kids, I intend to. I'm all right. Because don't they mess up a woman's body? Those little carpet munchers?
They can.
Okay, that's not what they're called.
The kids.
I do that, think.
I heard like women's, they're, please excuse the graphic nature of this conversation.
Remember, this is not a bonus show.
But I heard that they met like a chewed up eraser. Think of that.
Yeah,
right?
Carpet muncher means something else.
No worse than someone that's been married to her for 20 years,
though. Ankle?
Ankle biter.
That's
works.
What I meant.
Damn it! Yes, thank God.
I'm so sorry. I'm an idiot.
It was sort of dirty.
What else is on the list?
All I can offer you this: if you are in a lactation situation,
I'm the worst.
Hey, are you in a lactation situation?
Lactation superstition.
Where's your carpet?
What you got to do is this: if you're at the hospital, take every moment you can to steal as much baby formula from the hospital that you can.
How because do you steal baby formula?
Because they bring it and it's all included, and you bring it home and you have it.
Wait, don't tell me that you're just putting some in like a backpack when they bring it in.
Absolutely.
Don't you feel a little scummy doing that?
You know what I feel scummy? When you pay $20 for a can of powder. That's scummy.
You're like a kid in college stealing free drinks.
You do not ship batteries, biological samples, car doors, bonnets, or bumpers, cash, credit cards, debit cards, chainsaws. Don't ship a chainsaw. Checks. This is great. Christmas crackers. Now, this is not like something you eat with cheese. This is the kind of thing that you pull apart to people and it makes a popping sound. It's like a
Christmas. Oh, I never knew that.
Christmas crackers, counterfeit currency, dangerous goods, driving licenses, drugs, prescription drugs, engines. This is the best one on the whole list. You may not go to UPS and ship filth.
Oh, my God. Who would do that? That is so messed up.
Are they implying like,
I have jars and boxes, I imagine.
But I'm thinking like bodily, right?
Yeah, filth.
Filth.
Jars and boxes.
Do not ship fire extinguishers, fish that are alive or dead. International parcels cannot ship food. You cannot ship fragrances, guns, hazardous goods, hoverboards, human remains.
Hoverboards?
You're not allowed to ship them.
It's probably
don't work on water.
McFly.
You
McFly.
Need power.
Well, think about the lithium ion batteries that are blowing up on those little
exactly.
Yeah.
Not so what are you thinking? You're thinking
Back to the Future.
No.
That's great.
The little wheelie things.
You wouldn't need to ship those anyway. You could just ride them.
Has anyone in the room bought a hoverboard or have one?
No.
Right? I rode on one. My friend's dad had one. He's like 60, rolls around on it. I jumped on it. And I was like, dude, you must have some solid core strength because you got to balance, but you also have to keep yourself up, right?
Yeah, it's not like a Segway where you have the handles, right?
No. You're doing some work.
Right, yeah.
You're falling off.
I'm sure that
or
I could.
Or burning to death.
That is true. That's pretty sad.
If I were to get on one, I'm sure you would hear the sound of popping tires. I'm sorry. Your hoverboard is no good. How do I get it back? Well, I don't know, but I'm not shipping at UPS. Do not ship, Oscar, please. Do not ship human remains.
No. I'm not doing that. Though, if I told my dad if he passes while he's in Latin America, he's 8 hours away, right? I'm not going down there to claim the body. Not doing that bit.
Well, you put it in a box, you put it on a plane.
I told my brother it's either him or my mom. We're going to cremate him and we're going to ship him right back.
Perfect.
Yes.
Be wonderful.
Well, now you can't.
All right. But don't ship.
I think ashes are easier to ship than anything else.
That might require an airplane seat.
Yeah, I mean, that's still human remains.
No!
Really?
I mean, according to the law, I imagine, but you can sneak that through.
Oh, you know what? You can go USPS.
Okay.
Or hire a courier. Don't ship jewelry. Jewelry? Really? Juice? Don't ship kayaks, knives, lighters, liquid, lottery tickets, meat, milk powder, mobile phone with or without a SIM to any residential address in Turkey or Pakistan.
I don't think... Why jewelry? Is that international?
I think it has to do, you know what? I bet it has to do with value and the fact that they have to cover it.
No, yeah, to cover that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but look, I had to ship my girl's stone to Los Angeles to get the band made.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Hmm.
And I remember there was a to-do about like what they could insure it for.
Yeah.
But we just did the top level and that was it. You move on, right?
Yeah.
But they took it and they shipped it. But I'll say this. The jeweler did tell us to get specific instructions of what to say.
Did you go through?
Let's skirt around that issue.
Did you go UPS or USPS?
UPS.
Ah, okay.
But we did have to like do something weird.
Yeah.
That he gave us a heads up on.
Did you ship any mobile phones to Turkey or Pakistan?
No.
Good
that
for you.
That is shady. If you're sending burners over there, there's a terror situation going on. FYI.
Here's your burner. Mobile phones with batteries. Do not send money, cash, currency, nail varnish, oil, paint, passports, perfumes, any perishable goods. Don't send a plant. Don't send printer toner. Don't send replica weapons. I don't even know what this is. Don't send a seatbelt tensioner.
Ooh.
What is a seatbelt tensioner?
Weird. I think it's the thing that...
That's in the plastic that pulls it up.
Yeah, oh, like okay. when you hit the brakes real hard and your seatbelt...
I wonder what you could make with that.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Weird. I'm more interested in an extender. They don't... You can send those. Do not mail a settee, which would be awfully big to mail, I think. That's like a itty-bitty sofa. Don't mail a sink.
Sink? Maybe weight?
I don't know.
Do sinks break easily?
The old ones do. Yeah, they do.
Right, yeah.
Well, I've been waiting for days for this sink. Don't send slush syrup. Like to make like a frosty, I guess, or like a slurpee.
Messy.
Yeah. Don't send a sofa. Well, that's kind of like sending a settee. Don't send stamps, steering wheels, tobacco, toilets, water, weapons, and windscreens. And it says, here's the last one, white goods. Do you know what white goods are?
No.
Fridges, ovens, freezers, cooker hoods, etc. Appliances, stuff
weird.
Like that.
Weird.
So
who
those
brings
are
your appliances in?
Well, you would get them. I guess they would come in on
courier?
A truck and then delivered by the people. I guess.
I'm typing white goods into Google. I don't know what's going to come up.
You're probably going to see a picture of my family reunion.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Right, so with the lights out, you don't feel them.
If the current's not flowing, no.
Oh, sorry about the exit signs. I guess they couldn't kill those for you.
Well, they're not drawing much current, and they're far away. Intensity drops off with distance, per the inverse square law.
Okay, whoa, inverse square. I'm not a physicist. Could you dumb that down a shade for me?
The farther away it is, the stronger the source needs to be to have an effect.
Got it. So if I had a small battery safe from a watch or something, and I got it close to you, close to your skin, you'd know.
I would feel it, yes.
Can you tell us where the nearest source is right now?
Jimmy, do you have something in your pocket?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, my cell phone. From this distance, you should feel it, and you don't, do you?
Mr. McGill, you were warned to leave your electronics outside.
It's all right. May I? Just as I thought. There's no battery in here. You removed the battery. Sorry, little trick, isn't it?
Yeah, you got me, Chuck. Dead to rights. I removed the battery.
God, Jimmy. Don't you know by now this is real? I feel this. It's a physical response to stimuli. It's not a quirk. What do I have to do to prove it to you?
I don't know, Chuck. Could you reach into your breast pocket and tell me what's there?
What now?
Can you tell the court what that was?
Battery.
Mr. Chairman, please. You recognize that man in back? He'll testify he planted this fully charged battery on you over an hour and a half ago, and you felt nothing.
No, no, no. No, no. It's a trick. It has
to... Enough is enough. I submit that Mr. McGill's mental illness is a non-issue. If he were schizophrenic, it wouldn't take away from the fact that the defendant...
I am not crazy!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Maybe the best show on TV right now.
Oh,
Better Call Saul. And it's so, it gets better. It somehow gets better and better. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update now. Treat yourself, and you'll get our show all day, every day. It's fun. You can reach us at any time at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is now on the air through the courtesy of Harry's.
Harry's!
Love Harry's.
Oh, I love my Harry's razor.
It is the only blade that touches my face and the only one that touches my head. Listen, the following story is true. for decades. One big razor company, no names, please. Oscar,
Big Razor.
Big Razor has relentlessly... relentlessly increased prices and reaped immediate profits at the expense of its customers. Boo!
Boo.
So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys, I've seen them on TV. They were fed up with getting ripped off, so they started Harry's because they wanted to fix shaving. They knew there was only one way to ensure the quality, so they actually went and bought their own blade factory. And by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price. $2 per blade compared to $4 or more that you'll pay at the drugstore. Plus, and I will tell you this is the absolute truth, the shave will be the best you've ever had. Every product they make is fantastic, and Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they're giving you their trial set free. You heard it right. Free. All you got to do is cover shipping. $3. Your free trial set will include a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, and a rich lathering shave gel, best in the world. And I love the travel cover. Mm. You know, it stays sharp when you travel. So stop messing around and get started shaving with Harry's today by claiming your free trial offer, a $13 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a razor handle, 5-blade cartridge, and shave gel, go to harrys.com/TMOS. Do it right now. That's harrys.com/TMOS.
Nice.
Do it. The best. So how you been?
I'm great, man.
Stuff going on in your neighborhood.
Yeah, look.
Okay.
I love living in DC.
Sure.
And I love
metropolitan area.
It's so phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking of, and tell me what you think about this.
Okay.
I have a loop that I make around the monuments on my bike.
Okay.
When I don't get hurt by the fire trucks outside that are running me over.
They're coming to check. How are his electrolytes?
I want to make a Google Glass video of it.
Hold on. This ask so many more questions than it answers. You still have that thing?
I still have it.
He was a, you know, you remember Pony.
5 years ago, the worst mistake I ever made, $1,500.
He was a Google Explorer.
That's right.
I was
that's
part
right.
of the Explorer program. Yes. Sure. Ill-fated.
Ill-fated is giving it all the best of it.
I was one of the creeps that bought it. Definitely took it off the first after the first time I wore it in public.
You were so excited.
Do you think enough time has passed for me to ride my bike with Google Glass on? Mind you, I have a helmet and everything, so I'm not going to be recognized.
Right.
Not that I'm recognized now.
Yeah, because you know you're constantly hounded for autographs.
C-list celebrity, I am.
Right.
D-list. I would say, if I wore it now and I rolled around my neighborhood
right.
with my Google Glass on, because it is picturesque. They film shows there in movies, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you think that people would watch it? And it wouldn't be in slow-mo. It'd be
like
sped
a real
up
time, like
yeah,
a tour.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be sped up.
And you go around all the monuments.
And you're just out there, you know, being. You're exploring?
Yes.
You see?
I'm riding around town, showing everybody what's what.
Are you wearing a helmet or a fedora?
I'm thinking of a bigger picture here. Where
do
we
you have a whip?
Our Google channel.
Yeah,
we have our YouTube channel, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
But we would have, we'd actually be like some of these hipsters. Like, you know how vinyl's hot now?
For some people, it never left.
Yes. We can bring back glass.
I don't
you're
think it's
going
been
to
long
retro.
Enough.
You're going to give a retro treatment to the Google
yes!
Glass. No, you will not. Do
listen
this.
To me.
No, you can use
people
it.
People can watch us do our daily duties, not duties, but duties. That's like what we live our lives.
Dirty,
with.
Dirty.
No. They can watch.
You
us.
Can't mail filth, like, UPS.
No, they can
sorry.
Watch you go to Costco.
Okay, I see.
And
that.
You go through all the aisles. You see that lady that gives you all the samples.
Sunny.
Mm-hmm. And
yummy.
So then we put that like on a super loop, right? Of you going up and down the racetrack at Costco.
So, but I'm unclear. Are we speeding it up or is it real time?
We're speeding it up. Nobody wants to sit there and
yeah,
watch.
Like Benny Hill.
Yeah.
Perfect.
With,
now I'm
with
all
the
in.
Music in the background, fully produced.
Okay. No, but you know what? This is good. But what people. Our fans.
This is essentially a writer's meeting.
Our fans, and there's millions of them. Our fans. Love audio content as well. So what we're going to have to do is once we loop in the music.
Yes.
What we're going to need to do is
I want cool music for mine, for the record.
Okay, yeah, but I believe this. I think I'm going to have to go with this
one. This is for you at Costco.
Right.
Oscar rolls down one street and comes out another.
Exactly. He's being chased by a buxom yes. nurse and an old man. But there need to be a narration. For it to really sell.
No, I think that they live alone. They live alone of, like, Mike walking around his neighborhood, right?
Right.
Or maybe doing some rehab, whatever he does. But his POV, like his point of view.
Yes.
A pony sitting in front of his computer, and that's all it is.
But that's all it is.
Oh, no. How about pony making a martini, POV?
That's fine.
Why wouldn't you want your computer? It's sensitive
because
information.
Because it's so much porn.
Nobody wants to see what I do.
That's the joke. Yep. It's like now it's pony's turn on glasses. We're bringing it back.
So we click on pony's channel and all we see is olives and tentacles.
Yeah, that's all it is.
That's right. That's right.
And you're Japanese anime.
Okay. I don't think, here's my true response.
We can involve the interns. I'm cool with that.
It's not retro. It's not going to be retro, but it is.
Bringing it black. I mean, back.
Okay, no, you were right the first time.
No, it's not. Like the thing is that it would be good, but it doesn't necessarily, let's not market it. Let's not pigeonhole it as Google Glass. Let's just make it a video presentation.
TMOS Glass.
No, Glass is wrong. TMOS Live, TMOS Tour, something. Google Glass has already failed.
Inside the actor's studio.
Inside the DJ's studio.
Yes.
Maybe, but I like the idea of your tour that would be sped up or edited somehow, and then narrated. And then, you know, it's what this is taking Instagram to the next level. The short videos that people do and they share,
yes.
This is taking it and making it much bigger and putting it on YouTube. It's the Instagram experience with a much higher fidelity.
Mm.
Does the glass offer audio? I can't even remember.
The glass offers audio.
Okay.
The glass is more about the video. You get a 720p, so you're not 1080, right?
Right.
720 with that little camera.
Sure.
But it gives
Well, again, it was 5 years ago.
It gives you roughly 20 minutes of... No, I would say 30 minutes of record time. So it's limited, right? But we wouldn't do all 30 minutes. I'm talking about like a quick 5-minute video.
Sure. And if you speed it up, you can actually capture more video, right? Because you're like compressing it.
Yes.
Okay.
So I think as a feature, I think the funny is in the glass that we're bringing it back.
Yeah, yeah.
There has to be pictures of us all wearing the stupid glasses.
Yeah, of course. It's got to be used for something, right? It's on the shelf. As I'm looking there, I'm like, maybe we should do that. And the interns can do their own.
Sure.
We can show Diego just sitting at the desk.
Well, we're going to have to have a sign-out.
At the front desk of his hotel.
We're going to have a sign-out sheet for the glasses.
Mac sitting at home.
And you have to leave a driver's license for security.
We could have Ashley slinging lattes.
Yes. She loves making frappuccinos.
Yeah. And Emmy, we don't know what she does yet, but we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Right?
Emmy, we can do a Google Glass video of Emmy going, I'm complaining to the freaks at the studio.
Yes.
That put her to work on her first day.
She's just yelling at everybody. But look, I think that if... And I really want to follow up on this.
Okay.
And I'll spearhead it.
Right.
I'll do the first video.
You're going to do the tour?
Yeah, I'll do the tour.
Okay.
But I need you to produce the music behind it.
I can do that.
Fair?
Absolutely.
And God willing, there's an accident. I fall off the bike. Something happens, right?
That's how we'll
catch that.
That's how we make money.
My other question is this.
Yeah.
Is, should it be the loop I take when I just generally, I guess we're doing just day in the life?
Sure.
Right? Or should it be more than that?
Well,
it is a nice day. It's pretty. It's a nice ride.
What are the monuments you encounter on your loop? Can you show Mike's secret miniature Washington Monument?
The monolith. I see the Lyndon B. Johnson.
What is that?
Some memorial he has on the way out.
Is that the big one?
Wave?
Oh, that's. I think it's
Lady Bird.
Lady Bird's. Yeah, with the
Yellow
waves
bird,
and the seagulls.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's on the George Washington big Parkway.
Bird. Yeah, see that one.
David Bird.
I go to the airport. So
okay.
I see the planes.
Gravelly Point.
Yeah, and then I go and I see the Jefferson Memorial and the Lincoln Memorial.
Lay down on
and
your
the Washington Monument. Clearly, it's everywhere.
Lay down on your back at Gravelly Point and have a jet fly over you. Yeah.
I don't want to. But I don't usually do that.
Yeah, but that's exciting. I want it to be something I want to see.
I'm boring.
No, I never said that. I might have implied it. You might have inferred it.
What do you do at Costco that would be cool POV?
Cool POV, dicking around with the sample people.
Wait.
When they're saying, do you want to try this gummy that has vitamin C in it? And I could go and I could work them a little bit like I do. Like a telemarketer. I could do that because the Google Glass, they're not going to know that I'm in action.
You could act like you're eating it and just like smash the gummy against the glass.
Yeah. Or no, take it and put it in my ear and say, this is delicious. See,
that would be fun.
Now, because I do love messing with people. Now you've taken us to a new level.
That's what I'm saying.
Now it's like candid camera, because the Google Glass looks essentially like glasses, and it's not like people are going to remember what it looked like because it was a massive failure. So I could take it to like a shopping mall or something like that and work people.
Okay. So maybe we should ask. Look, I know this is very ego driven, but I was thinking about something we could do with these glasses. Ashley, would you be interested in seeing a sped up 5-minute video, maybe 2 minutes, maybe a minute? Who knows what it's going to cut up like?
It's going to be 2 hours in length,
like a day in the life of your boys.
Heck yeah.
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 Would you be willing to throw them on so we can see a day in the life of you?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I'm really boring.
See, I like that idea.
I think we're all boring. In one way or another, we just will.
But some are really, really boring.
We can edit them, right?
Yes, tighten them up.
Yes, of course.
Emmy, are you into this?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Even if it's just you staring at your dad, right?
Uh-huh.
He would love that.
Yeah.
Or whatever you're into outside of this, or maybe when you're running the machine here. So you see people how she edits.
Now
right?
That's pretty cool. That would be a good
an
idea.
Inside look, and even doing it here on the show and how you run the board.
That'd be cool,
right?
You see that I think people would like, but I think the money here is going to be me pissing people off.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's fair.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Okay, so that's done and done. Right. I will record that first video
if you can find the Google Glass.
No, I found it.
That's why you're doing this, because you just found it. Did you just find it?
Just found it. Just yesterday, when I was like, what is that box?
Unattended for 5 years, and it's, we gotta
use
it.
With the charger, this is the one thing I'm proud of. I keep all the boxes.
That is, you know what? That is a true source of pride.
I keep the boxes because I keep the cords and everything that's involved with whatever I purchase.
I do that too, and you know why? Because if you ever have to move, you gotta pack it up, and resale value, NIB.
Oh, I never thought of the resale value.
Oh, that's what you gotta think about.
I thought of just the organization's sake of doing that.
All the boxes for the Elvis plates.
Okay.
Carrie hates him.
The other news is...
Hold that thought. We have more news
that involves Google Glass.
Okay.
And a four-legged part.
Hey.
Now I'm excited.
Tap that glass.
No, not like that, perv. Jesus.
Pony's point of view video is going to get us locked in jail.
This is why he's alone.
And we'll always be alone. But it's nice to see that he woke up for that.
I think you'll like this next one. Pony won't,
can't wait.
Clearly, but you'll like this next one.
I like to like things. All right, we'll be back after this and find out about Pony's odd fetish.
P-O-V.
P-O-V. P-O-V, P-O-N-Y. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now. Thanks to the new Mike O'Mara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks, just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there. If you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. Your passport to a great time. In the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live. Always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
Love it. One of the greatest things about doing a read for a commercial is when you really believe in the product.
Oh, yeah.
And we are blessed that we have partnered with so many great people, and no exception here. We've told you about Cornerstone First Financial. They are good guys. You know that they are office mates. You know about Tater, the Wonder Dog.
Oh, Tater. Mm-hmm.
Tater's the best. But did you know that they handled, and you also know that they handled Oscar's mortgage and treated you like a king, right?
Look. Getting a mortgage, even if you've done it before, is still taxing and it's a little stressful, right?
Right.
Cornerstone First Financial made it super easy, and I know it because I put my money where my mouth is. I did it even before they advertised. So when they said, hey, we'd like to do some advertising, I said, perfect! You killed! You made it happen for me, and you did it during a stressful time. You gave me that white glove service, made me feel calm about the process, and you did it when I had zero time. You did it quick. So I appreciate that.
Now, they don't only handle, you know, mortgages. They also do refinancing. I just found out about this week. If you're even thinking about a refi, listen up. Rates are still low, and this could be the right time to let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money every month. Our friends at Cornerstone will be able to get you through the process quickly, easily, and show you the best way to free up the money for what you really need. You could be sitting on enough money right now to clear out that high interest credit card debt or for those home improvements you've been putting off. It could be just one step away, and Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to your best financial plan and get you there fast. So click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and get a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirstfinancial.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida, Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible. Great guys.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Google Glass, four legs.
Okay. So,
listen.
Hey, listen. Shannon has a family member.
Okay.
Who essentially, for years now, has always offered her a puppy when her dog got pregnant, right?
Okay, is she a breeder? Or
not a breeder.
Just has a dog that hasn't been spayed.
You know, these country people, they do what they want, right?
She's not a bumpkin.
No.
She's not a bumpkin. Not a hillbilly.
But she lives in Pennsylvania, and it's one of her family friends.
Okay.
And I think the dog's been pregnant twice in the last 5 years. Right?
Jesus, do it for fun once in a while.
5 years. I don't know if
same
it was...
Same father?
No. I don't know enough. I don't know any of the details. Don't know any of the details, right?
Funny.
Same dad. But
yes,
Shannon has been asking for a dog for some time now.
Okay.
Right. And I'm all about rescuing dogs. Like I rescued a cat.
Right.
Good.
Right. Yeah. For and about 40 hours.
We had to ship that cat away to a farm.
Not allowed to ship at UPS.
Not the one in the sky, but a farm in Virginia.
Right.
Living a fabulous life out there.
Yeah.
I have decided that it's okay to take one of these dogs.
You're going to get a dog?
Getting a dog and putting Google Glass on the dog.
Okay, so you're not getting a dog. You're hiring a dog.
No. Getting a dog, putting glass on the dog.
All right. What?
The reason why I bring that up
yes.
is that's more content for us.
I understand. How old is the dog? Is it still a pup?
The pup, I think, can only come to us once it's a little bigger.
Do you know?
Medically.
This is... I have some dog stuff to discuss on this show, and I'll get to it, I promise. But one of the things that drives me crazy about Linus is that he won't wear glasses.
What do you mean?
I think it's really cute when a dog wears glasses, and I'll put glasses on dogs because they look smart, right?
Yeah, but why would you want to do that unless it was... That's your own entertainment.
Well, yeah. It is great, but he won't do it.
Do you like sit? Okay. Are you and your lazy boy and your dog comes up to you, take off your glasses and put your glasses on him?
Office chair, but yeah, sometimes.
Are you hammered when this is happening?
Half the time.
Okay, that's fair.
But that's also my answer to any question about am I hammered. Roughly half the time.
Come on.
But I mean, we've had dogs in the past that, especially when I was growing up, they'd wear glasses like champions. Like all day they'd wear. Put a hat on them. They put it on. But if I take my glasses off and put them on Linus, what he'll do is he'll do the thing. First of all, he'll see the glasses coming and his head will fall and then he'll go... With his nose.
Oh, because he knows your bit.
Pointing down. He knows the bit.
You don't want the bit.
He doesn't want it. So if you get a dog, and he's never had any bad sort of experience with glasses, and I don't even know how his vision is. So I mean, maybe he needs them.
Yes.
But if you try to put Google Glass on these dogs, they may not go for it. And how big is the dog going to be?
Not my dog.
Do you
my
know what kind
of
your dog's going to know? You have a pep talk with
you
the dog?
Also, I also have a GoPro that with a head... A head band?
Head mount, sure.
Yeah.
So you're going to do like the... But
and a chin strap could do that as well.
Okay, you have to be careful. Dogs, as a rule, don't have very big foreheads.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Because you have to strap it down underneath.
Ashley.
Well, if it's too big, then just duct tape it to the dog.
Well, I look.
Or you could dog tape it to a dog.
If the dog will be big enough, it's I don't know, it's a mix. It's a Labradoodle.
Okay, yeah, that's a big dog.
Looks like a lab...
Yeah,
hair like a doodle.
Yeah, it's hyperallergenic.
Yeah, I just wanted.
It's Labrador and poodle.
I asked her. I said, "Does the dog not shed?" And she said, "It's a Labradoodle. It doesn't shed." I said, "All right."
Well, you'll still have some shedding, but it's hypoallergenic.
I didn't want to jump on my couch and get up and look like I just took a shower in hair.
That's true. You're going to have a big dog, though. This is going to be a biggish dog.
Big house. I mean, small house, big dog.
That's true.
Right?
And I'm trying to think. I think if you do the chin strap tight enough.
God forbid she gets pregnant. Somebody's got to go.
The dog or Shannon?
We'll have to make a decision.
Shannon.
So I think you could probably attach the GoPro. It's going to require some. Or did you go to school with any nerdy kids that had the back strap on their glasses?
I had them.
Oh, so the answer would be yes.
Yes.
Okay. You can get one of those.
That's why you don't lose your glasses.
Or you're just careful.
Oh, God.
But you can get, that might be the move to go, is to put the Google Glass on the dog that way.
My logic is, again.
This is just stealing from Letterman's monkey cam.
If I can do it, you can do it.
Yes.
Before I do it, because my guy's head apparently isn't going to be big enough yet.
All right. Bring them in on Monday, and I'll see if I can't somehow coerce Lyle. Maybe he will like technology. He just doesn't like.
If you just put it on him where he can't take it off,
right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. We'll need a strap.
Dogs are really good at taking things off.
You don't have a dog.
I had a dog that
Would you put socks on it?
No, she had a sweater.
Socks on a cat, by the way. Best bit ever.
No, yeah. Not as good as... not hold like it. That. Everybody pause. The best bit is scotch tape on a cat's paws. That's well,
now,
a good
now
bit.
Now you're just torturing them.
We're going to be attacked by PETA now.
Go ahead.
So
who's PETA?
So we had this sweater
that we used
to put on my dog. She was a Dalmatian lab.
Oh.
She was the sweetest dog in the world, except she hated her sweater. And one time she kept pulling it off. Mm-hmm. And I kept putting it back on her. I was like, you need to wear your sweater. It's too cold. So she finally pulls it off and pees on it because then she knows I won't touch it.
What?
Smart dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I left it there. I threw some leaves on it and I told mom that it like got lost in the creek or something. Sorry, mom.
It's the lab.
Lost in a creek.
So you're outing yourself now after all these years?
Yeah. She's finally going to know.
Is this the first she knows of this?
I don't know.
You know, this happened.
I like that.
This only happened 2 weeks ago.
I like that you love your mom so much that you, when you lied to her, you still say sorry.
Yeah.
Like, that is so nice.
You feel bad about it.
Well, I'm not really sorry.
He's so weird. He is a weird one.
Okay, so that's the key. We will start a new glass channel. Well, yes. No, we have our channel. We have the Michael, you know, we've got a lot of subscribers. But we will start our new glass content starting next week.
Okay.
Right? And I'll be the first video. And you animals that listen to this show, especially the fan club, hold me to it.
Yes.
All right, I got a busy schedule next week, but I'll go on the bike ride. I'll charge up the glass.
Right. And then the second video will be Linus?
Yeah. No. Second video is you at Costco.
Costco. Okay.
Oh, my God. If Rob at Costco gets more hits than I do, I'm going
to
be upset.
Oh, you know it
will.
You know
it will. I'm showing history, baby.
But as a rule, I'm pretty well liked. And I've already got an ending for my Costco video. Is after I talk to all the people.
Oh, you've already written it?
Yeah. I'm going to take my sweater off and pee on it. And that is truly point of view video.
You animal.
But the third one, bring the straps, because I will do a Linus one, because I think it would be funny to see the dog POV.
I know you're excited about the dog. Let's do humans and then dogs.
All right.
Fair.
All right.
Pony, and you got to wipe whatever browsers you have. Nobody needs to see what's going on.
Well, we'll be careful.
Go home, and this weekend, I want you to delete all your cookies. Every cookie.
From the start of time.
Yes. Forever.
Yes.
The forever delete.
From the beginning.
Exactly.
When I delete my history, because Shannon and I share a computer sometimes.
Yes.
I'm sure she knows it's shady, but regardless.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, do you want the past hour? The past day? The past month? I automatically toggle down to from the beginning of time.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You got to erase everything.
Why don't you
Who knows what I forgot? Yeah, but that's even shadier.
No, it's the safest way to go.
The fact that you know your go-to is incognito worries me.
And what scares me is, what is he hiding from anybody?
Yes.
He lives with himself.
I don't want to know what I did last night.
Wow. That is maybe the most horrifying thing I have ever heard.
Wait
until you're married 20 years when you wipe your history. You'll just go buy a new computer. So listen, Genius Bar, I'll be there in 40 minutes.
Something's wrong with the computer, Karen.
I don't know what happened to it. There must have been some sort of virus from Coupon Lady. I don't know.
Oh, God, there are guys right now that are like, yep, sounds about right.
That's just about right.
Sounds about right.
Here's me wearing a Google Glass, saving my marriage by hitting delete. POV video. All right, we're already talking dogs. I watched the Talking Dog show, and I got questions about it.
Please.
So when we come back, we're going to talk Talking Dogs. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Remember when you used to listen to the radio? I mean, you used to like to listen to the radio. You liked the songs. You liked the disc jockeys. You liked hearing stuff on the radio. Those days are gone, right? Wrong. Because Rob Radio is back. It's radio the way you remember it. And you can listen this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning on The Wave in Ocean City. And if you're not in Ocean City, you can listen on 971thewave.com or download their app. You can take Rob Radio anywhere you go. The Rob Spiewak Show and you, perfect together.
Rob Spiewak!
Got a good one this week. Some obscure Otis Redding that'll blow your mind.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. All right, bonus talk. We had a great bonus show yesterday that we recorded with, and it was great. We featured the interns quite
a bit.
So
much going on.
Yeah.
So much.
There's music. There's pornography.
I would say there's a little something for everybody.
Always on the bonus show. It is the most entertaining hour of the week. It is
history.
Oh, we talked history.
Yes.
Do you want to hear John F. Kennedy drop an F-bomb?
That's huge.
We've got it. So, yes. Yes, Ashley. Were you raising your hand? Oh, you're just being twitchy. That's fine.
No, she was excited. She was excited. She loved it.
I was actually playing with my hair. Oh. He was right.
Play along next time.
Show off. Here's the deal, though, about the bonus show. That is the 1 hour of the week that makes the other five episodes possible, so we need your support. It is a pittance, pennies a day. All we need you to do is go to the Mike O'Mara Show website, click the bonus banner. You can keep it for yourself. You can do it as a gift. You can renew. Whatever you do, just please do it, because the future of the show depends on it. The bonus show, great entertainment for you, and we'd love to share it.
Make it happen.
Thank you so much. Bonus show, and if you already subscribed, thank you.
Thank you.
So, Wednesday night, it was a night of season finales of TV on ABC, and I like the I love Modern Family, and it's amazing how long it's been on now that Manny is graduating high school.
Manny's a man.
Remember when he was little?
I feel bad for kid actors.
Yeah, he's not turning out well, is he?
As they grow, so you're. If I'm wrong, please correct me.
Okay,
but when you are hired as a kid actor, it's because you're cute.
As a rule.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like you're cute, you're relatable, you're funny, you're probably awkward looking at times because it's like you're just this kid.
Yeah, you're a kid.
You have to grow up on television. You have to maintain this paycheck that changes your life, right?
And you know there's a lot of pressure coming from mom and dad because they don't have jobs.
And, you know, this isn't a different stroke situation where you've got three child stars that end up taking paths down the wrong road, right?
They really did.
Some of them on Skid Row, literally.
Mm-hmm. They really did roll a triple with that cast.
And I would say that those three characters from Different Strokes grew up and kind of looked the same.
Dana Plato did.
Yeah, definitely, mm-hmm. right? As far as Modern Family is concerned, which is like the number one comedy at this point,
I would
point,
say
right?
It's probably the best, at least the best regarded comedy on TV.
You've got the son, Manny, who looks like a man and just has grown up and looks like a different person. That's usually what happens, by the way.
Yep, mm-hmm.
You've got the daughter, the youngest daughter. I forget what her name is.
Ariel Winter?
Yeah, she's showing off her cans left and right.
Yeah,
on,
she's
online,
got something
and
to prove.
Just like, there's a lot going on there. And I don't even know how you unpack that.
And then there's the son, Phil Dunphy's son, Luke.
Yes.
Who has transformed.
Yeah, he's
talking like this now.
But he's also a dreamboat. Like, he looks good, right? I mean, I'm not judging teenagers. I'm just saying.
I think it's fine. I think I'd let the interns answer that before I would.
I'm just in general, like, turned out to be a good looking kid. But yes. Manny, of all of them, is awkward.
Manny looks like they.
He's still
took,
growing up.
Like they took baby Manny and they inflated him.
Yes.
Yeah. They've just
you.
Made him bigger.
Thank you.
And so I'm watching Modern Family. And what's great is the show really has grown with the kids. They're not pretending that the kids haven't changed. I mean, they're addressing it. But for weeks now, they've been promoting a new show on ABC called Downward Dog.
Mm.
And I love my dog. This is no secret. And I'm thinking, oh, this is a show that's going to be dog-centric. And all the promos, they're painting it to be sort of like a step above. They're saying that it previewed at either Cannes or Sundance. It previewed at a film festival. The only television show that previewed at a film festival is Downward Dog.
Downward Dog.
And it's a beautiful, sweet puppy. And apparently what I got from the previews is that he's owned by a lady and she has a job and it's their life together.
Okay.
And so I said, you know what? This looks pretty good.
And it's a TV show.
It's a half-hour situation comedy.
Okay.
What they call a single camera, no laugh track.
Ooh.
Okay. So I said, I put it in the DVR because I'm going to watch it. And it starts, and it's a talking dog. The dog's lips
like
move.
Like, look who's talking when we were kids?
Yes. Mm. Like Mr. Ed, way before that.
Like CGI?
CGI talking dog. And I look at Carrie.
I like that.
And I said, oh, this is no good. This is not good, this talking dog show. And they
did
make
it a shot?
I watched the whole thing. And I just ended up by shaking my head. I said, we cannot have a talking dog.
What is it called? Downward Dog?
Downward Dog. And then, by the way, there's no yoga in it at all. So the pun is
how
really...
How dare they?
I know. It's a shallow pun. And it left me so unfulfilled. There's not a likable character in it. And the dog is looking at you and talking. I could almost deal with the dog as a narrator. Mm-hmm. But they're like asking me to suspend disbelief that the dog is talking to me.
And are the people and dogs like communicating?
No. The dog only talks to you.
Okay.
Yeah. He did piss the woman off because she was working so hard that he ate a pair of her boots. Mm-hmm. So he got taken to obedience school, which he refers to as couples therapy. That was maybe the only worthwhile joke in the whole show.
So you're not in the minority here.
Not burning up the reviews.
So I'm looking at the reviews here. IGN is a site I respect. It's mostly for gaming, but they have a solid entertainment score.
Sure.
Downward Dog's getting a 6.6 out of 10.
Okay. Barely a passing grade.
Downward Dog is lacking in memorable human characters, but it hits the right emotional notes. Uh-huh. Who can hate on a dog, right? It's probably tough.
But I don't want a talking dog. And also, you know what? It seems to be rather lackluster CGI where they're mostly just little lip movements. I want to see some jaw movement. Yeah. I want to see the dog yell.
The Hollywood Reporter is saying a respectful start for Downward Dog. Now, this is referencing to the ratings,
talking
right?
Dog show.
Comedy earns 1.1 rating in the key demo against Winning Empire.
I turned on the TV last night and I seen a show that had a talking dog on it. And it was a talking dog show.
So Modern Family it's a solid lead in as far as entertainment.
Oh, it's
a home run, right? You're giving basically a brick of gold to work with.
Outside of a Super Bowl lead in, which, by the way, did you see that This Is Us is getting the post Super Bowl lead
in? Killing.
Love that. But outside of a lead in like that, the season finale of Modern Family on a Wednesday night, that's like handing them a present in an Easter basket. It's perfect.
Absolutely. The 1.1 rating is compared to the 1.7 that a Modern Family pulls in millions or lay terms for 1849 adults. That's 4.7 million viewed Downward Dog and 6.1 million viewed Modern Family.
So they
fell
lost,
off a little bit. But they held 4.7.
Yeah, but that's still almost a quarter gone. That's a lot. That's a big, big step. Considering the ad campaign they put into it, they should have held on to everything. But here is where I'm conflicted.
Okay.
There's another show that's on. I think it's called American Housewife. And it has the lady who played Melissa McCarthy's little sister on her sitcom. And she lives in a fancy – the plot is this. They're a family that lives in a very fancy neighborhood, even though they don't make a lot of money to benefit from the schools. I detest this show, but I hate it so much that I never miss an episode because I'll tell the kids, look at this lady. All she does is make faces. And that's the punchline to every joke is that this lady makes a face. I'm afraid that I'm going to dislike Downward Dog so much that I'm going to have it be part of my daily schedule because I tune in to hate it. Talking dog show.
I think a lot of people do that. But yeah. I would say, look, it's a first show. It's so hard to be great on your first show. This Is Us got me right away, right?
That's true. That may be the greatest pilot I've ever seen in my entire life.
Do you hate the technology or do you hate the premise that...
Do you remember we argued about the Facebook movie?
Yeah.
The movie about Facebook that I said the problem with it is there's no one to root for. There's no likable characters. There's no likable characters in Downward Dog. Even the dog pisses me off because he's
grumpy.
He's grumpy and he's a talking dog. Yeah. So it's going to make it hard for anyone to root for it. But knowing that it's debut episode, maybe they can turn it. But they got to get away from the dog looking at the camera and talking. That's all I'm saying.
You hate that third. Is it the third wall?
Yeah, the breaking of the fourth wall.
Fourth wall. I always call it the third wall. I'm an idiot.
That would be if he did that. We wouldn't see his eyes.
Talk for a living. I always walk right into it. It's the fourth wall.
Now
that will never happen again.
Now, question for Pony, because we were talking before the show about Lassie.
Yeah.
Now, what was your deal with Lassie?
Oh, it was just a little story that one morning I was watching Lassie and
always the character is a she.
All gender.
The dog was. Now you know that the dog was male.
Yeah. See,
they attached makeup hair to Lassie.
Like a Merkel?
Yeah, sort of, yeah. Merkin was your word.
Oh, but that's fine. Girls wear extensions.
To a, yeah, this
put on a dog. I'm not shocked by that.
Well, this was a young gentleman dog that they covered all the appropriate parts so that Lassie could be a girl. Come here, girl.
There was a lot of hair on Lassie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was nasty.
I always wonder, I was like, how do they keep that clean? If you've got a long haired dog, you think about that.
Years of scrubbing.
Yeah.
Mm. Timmy, take her down to the well.
Do you remember the dog Benji, that those Disney Benji movies?
Yes, I saw Benji.
Yeah.
At the Buckingham Theater in Arlington.
Really?
Yes.
In the theater?
I'm older than you.
Oh, my God.
I was taken by my second cousin, Jimmy and Renee. This is a true story. Jimmy wanted to go see Benji. He was probably, they were like 25 at this time. They're contemporaries to my mom. And he said, I want to see Benji, but I don't want to be the creep that goes to see Benji without a kid.
I've done that.
Can we borrow your son?
I've also gone alone. I saw Happy Feet alone in Arizona.
Oh my God, no.
In my defense, I think that's the only that's when you know no one when you move to a city and you're doing broadcasting, right? You just know your co-host, but he lives on the other side of town.
Sure.
And or the guy you're doing the show with or whoever, maybe the producer.
Yeah.
And they don't want to hang out with you yet because they don't know you. And I
or maybe they do.
I would go to the theater and whatever was on, it was on.
Yeah. And,
but I might have seen Happy Feet, like I might have timed that out. If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's sad.
Sat in the back by myself, pretend like someone was coming. No trench coat.
Okay, but you were talking about Benji.
I'm sorry. No. Dogs.
Yes.
Benji was cool as a kid because, and those little, I don't like little dogs now.
Right.
Because I don't like when men are walking little dogs.
Well, no, my thought about a little dog is if you can have a little dog, have a cat.
Yeah, but even
Tater's a great little dog.
That's a great dog.
Because he's like the Frasier dog, right? Yeah. He like hangs out at the office.
And he's borderline. He's not tiny like a chihuahua.
True.
Yeah,
true.
The idea that I see, I guess for some reason, when I see a man walking a little dog, every man looks upset. He's never like, oh my God, I love this little dog.
You're right.
He's been put upon. He's got some hot girl with an amazing ass that convinced him to do this.
That's right.
Right? And
that's
now he's stuck with it.
We all know who you're talking about.
Yes.
And we wish him well.
Yeah, I hope he's doing well. I think he's doing well, the report says.
Yes.
I'll say that. A big dog with a man walking, I'm like, all right, he's got some input into this big dog.
Yeah, and he loves this dog.
Ladies, Ashley and Emmy, when you see a man, a grown man, walking with a little dog, what do you think? Ashley first.
I don't know about a grown man, but I feel like I'm in that situation with a little dog.
Why?
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a Boston Terrier that my girlfriend brought. And it poops all over the house.
Yeah, well, that's an issue. That's more. You got to look deeper than that.
Maybe you got to walk it more.
That dude's always look sad.
Yes. What do you think?
Well, if I see an old man and a dog, I'd probably be focusing on the dog and not the man.
Got it.
I'm being
that's a window into my soul. Why am I looking at the dudes?
I think we know.
But why am I looking at them and not the dog?
He's looking at him saying, I wish I'd charged my Google Glass. I could have saved this moment forever.
Ashley?
But here's the thing is if you're a grown man with a little dog, you are bound to attract female attention.
I would say.
Because we love little dogs.
I think you would do better with a bigger dog.
Yeah.
I think a bigger dog's a better dog.
Not too big, though.
What if you have a Pomeranian?
No, not like a horse.
Like a Doberman or something.
Yeah, no. Well, Doberman is a hate dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
For example, you would never have a talking Doberman on the Talking Dog show because he would say, I want to kill Diona.
So, Benji, as a young man, was the dog, the staple dog you would get. I didn't get Lassie. I didn't have enough context for that, right?
Right.
So, when we went to get a dog initially,
right,
it was one of those. Let's go to the pet store because it's all you knew was you didn't have all this like, oh my God, you can save a dog.
They didn't do rescues because there was no internet.
You would go to the mall and there'd be a pet store.
Yes.
Right.
I remember there was a pet store in Hecht Company.
Yeah.
Yes. They had them.
And I remember going to this little a corral where they would bring you the puppy you point and they bring it over.
Mm-hmm.
And
like choosing your lobster at Ruth's Chris.
Yes. And except you're not going to eat it. You take it home.
We hope.
And they brought out this Benji. What's the Benji breed?
I think he is just a small mixed breed dog.
Oh, but there's a breed too. I'll figure that. I'm sure someone will write it. And I remember them running around and my dad saying, Oscar, you really like this annoying breed? And
annoying breed.
And I said, nah, you're right, Dad. Someone will probably step on him. And then we ended up leaving. And ever since then, I've always liked bigger dogs. I ended up having a Black Lab. We had a Weimer Runner. They're just
That's
like,
big,
those
yeah.
are dogs that, A, like, love to jump in bed and hang out.
Yeah.
So it's nice to, like, if you're just hanging out, be like, oh, you want to plop down? Why not, buddy? B, if you want to do things like physical activity, you don't have to wait for them to catch up because their little legs can't handle it, mm-hmm. right?
And also, I don't...
You're playing soccer, they'll run with you.
You know what I hate? Shaken dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Epilepsy?
No. I mean, and that's a pre-existing condition.
Yes.
So you don't have to cover that. But I'm talking about like...
Put a belt in its, in its mouth.
Like a nervous little chihuahua. Bite down on this, yeah, Fido.
Take the collar off. Sit still.
But like a little chihuahua that's like nervous and shaky.
Yeah, they're always shivering.
Yeah. Okay, then that's not shaky. Nervous dogs.
Nervous dogs. That'll there work. You go. Yeah, so what I want is a... Linus, to me, is almost optimal size. He's 49 pounds. Yeah. And, you know, just about the size of a big beagle. And he's great that way. He's almost, actually, he's very much the same size as the talking dog in the show, The Talking Dog Show. Mm. Now, I wanted to ask you, since you brought up Benji, do you remember a show called Here's Boomer?
No.
That was a Sunday night NBC show, I believe, about, it was a Benji-like ripoff show. But it was another little dog. Do you think little dogs are easier to train? And that's why they're on TV more?
No, I think they're probably, the set takes less room and time as far as cost, because you got to build a big set around a dog, right?
Right, right.
So if you got a little guy, you can put him anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like tight shots.
Yeah, right? And the other problem is...
And they're probably cheaper.
If you have a talking dog, he's going to complain.
That's right.
He's going to be, I want this. Give me water. Blah, blah, blah.
How long do you give this dog show?
This dog show, I don't see it. I see it probably filming 13 episodes and airing 10.
Ooh.
I don't see it working. Mm. They put so
Who's
much.
The actress in it?
I don't know. The guy is the guy from Raising Hope. And when you, most recognizable male star or female star in a show, you have to say it's the something from something. They're not famous.
Oh.
So, no good. But anyway, I wanted all that to say this about talking dogs, and I'm sure somehow this comes from ABC.
Please.
According to a new study, believe it or not, you can speak dog.
Oh, my God. I think that I'd be lying if I didn't think I could do that.
It says at least you can understand dog. Researchers in Hungary, which is, of course, where I like all of my research to be done. Don't mail a cell phone there. Found that people have a remarkable ability to figure out what their dog's different growls mean as far as, like, hunger, barking while they play, guarding their food, facing a stranger that is threatening. They say they could correctly identify dogs that dog owners... 63% of the time, they're accurate.
Mm.
Now, I don't know that I could tell Linus's growls totally out of context.
Have you ever wrestled with your dog?
Sure.
Does he growl at you when you do
it? Yes, of course.
Is he like, oh, man, let's go? Like, oh, yeah, I love him. Or is it like, oh, I can't breathe?
No, it's you never get to that point. But are you a big person for talking to dogs? If I'm alone with Linus, I'll talk to him.
I talk to myself.
All the time.
All the time. Like, I'm definitely going to talk to a dog. And when I had my dogs, I definitely talked to them. I think... The core time I had with both my Weimaraner and Black Lab at home was when they were fat and out of control. And they were fat because my mom would bring them a French bread baguette each home on her way to work. She stopped by Giant and picked them up. And I remember we would go out and I'd take them for walks and I'd start jogging. I'd be like, come on, I know it's rough. I know those baguettes have been getting to you. I talked to them like they were humans and I was training them.
Yeah, I talked to Linus so much. I will say, I mean, both of us alone in the house, I say, well, doesn't look like your sister emptied the dishwasher again. And I guess we're going to have to do something about that.
Yeah.
And he's looking at me and he's smiling.
Yeah, he's like, man, she stinks.
Yeah, she stinks on ice.
She's the worst.
Real quick, Oscar, could you tell the story about the time you were in the backyard with the dogs and you were chopping up the fruit or whatever with a sword?
Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah.
Was this story written by Salvador Dali?
When you're on the radio, people gift you wild things.
You get the nuttiest things.
Sometimes they're creepy. Sometimes they're cool. Sometimes you just can't explain them.
Sometimes I would say that every time someone sends you a gift, they feel, 99% of the time, they feel they're doing something really cool.
Yes.
And a lot of times it is. But it can be a little off-putting.
So they can do anything, right?
Right.
Now it's even worse online. At this time, I was living at home. I was on the radio.
Oh, you're living with your roommates, parents.
I was with my roommates. And, you know, really just cutting my teeth through the world of broadcasting, getting paid $0. Uh-huh. But I was on the radio. And Chad and I would do this night show on WHFS. And At one point, somebody wanted to stop by the station and give us some gifts. And when you get gifts as a young, struggling DJ, you'll take anything.
And it's made even worse. I got to say this from someone who's been in the same situation. When you're a night jock, the building is empty. Because the business that surrounds radio stops at 5:30. So anytime after that,
you just keep on grinding. You're by yourself.
You're in an abandoned, essentially, it's a Scooby-Doo setting.
It's you.
You're in an abandoned warehouse.
It's you, the snack machine, and whatever snacks people left on their desk.
Snacks.
So, or in the fridge. And I remember the guy's like, so he brought Chad something. I don't remember what it was, but it was something in the same vein.
Okay.
But mine were ninja swords. Three ninja swords.
Of course they were.
Hey, as a younger man, probably should have seen the swords and be like, you just brought a weapon into a radio station. You could probably cut me up with this,
right? I can guarantee you he did not get them on UPS.
He did not.
Okay.
But I took them home. They were pretty cool, and they were ornate, and they were sharp, right? Found out they were sharp when my brother came home from med school,
right?
And he was visiting. I said, hey, man, let's see how sharp these swords actually are. He goes, what are you thinking? I'm saying, mom's got a bunch of watermelons in the garage.
Oh, no.
You throw them at me and I'll cut them, right? And for some reason, brothers don't see the danger in this.
No, it's almost a competition right away.
Mind you, we have two dogs that'll jump at anything.
Oh, no.
And I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, Pony, it's been some time, getting out there and my brother was chucking the watermelons at me, and I'm doing the hi-ya that you would as a kid, right?
So it's half ninja, half baseball.
Yeah, and these were Ginsu swords. They were cutting through anything.
Oh, my God.
And finally, the dogs start jumping for the water. They think it's a game.
Like we're,
because when you're cutting apart,
yeah,
because you would take the full, you cut it in half, then we take the halves and throw them up, and then you got watermelon, yeah. Right? If we could have chopped an ear off a dog,
yes.
We could have chopped a leg off a dog, but we thought it was cool that they weren't getting cut, right?
Yeah.
So we were just chucking these, and we'd move from the deck to the...
Driving 100 miles an hour towards a brick wall is really cool until you hit the wall.
Yeah. And my mom came home, and she saw us outside, and we are adults at this point. And she said...
Ostensibly.
WTF in Spanish, which is like 10 different words. And then she said, what's going on? We're like, look, they don't get cut. To this day, the swords are still in my parents' house.
Oh, no.
I thought about maybe throwing them away or giving, but I always feel like I'm going to cut the garbage man. Like, I don't want to do that.
Sure.
I don't know where you get rid of swords.
You can take them.
They have no business being in my house.
Now, you know, my buddy Brad.
Oh, I tell my mom something happens, there's a weapon hiding in the living room.
You can have them professionally dulled if you want to display them.
I'd like to keep the little guy just in case something broke out.
That's very good.
The big long ones, don't eat them so much.
Yeah.
I tell you this, Oscar, the only thing you're going to need protection from in that house is you with a sword.
I bet you our property values went down because the neighbors must have been like a bunch of foreigners outside with watermelons and their dogs.
But to this day, watermelons grow wild in the yard. And that's why they call him Oscar Santana.
Okay. I love dogs.
Entertainment news?
Yes.
Watermelon news?
Let's do it.
All right, back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, it's me, it's me, it's Tony P.
Hey, it's me, it's Gary Ball.
And on this week's episode of the show, we're going to talk about LeVar Ball and his son Lonzo Ball. We're joined by Clinton Yates from ESPN Radio. Is LeVar Ball just crazy and off the rails?
I really don't know, but I have to retie my sneakers. Can you just give me a minute?
Those $495 sneakers?
Yeah, I just got a pair, and I want to see if they actually make me a good athlete.
For $495, they should. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Damn, they don't fit.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Buy a shoe.
Buy a shoe.
I'll keep this brief because we have that marvelous story. But Amazon, if you buy something, say something. And I want to say thanks to Lori from Nevada. She has a special needs child that is still in diapers, and despite the fact that her daughter has grown quite a bit. Hard to find diapers that fit her. Mm-hmm. She buys them all from Amazon. She says it's one click every time she needs it, and they're delivered right to her home, and she loves Amazon for that. Every time she accesses Amazon, she accesses it through our website, and I invite you to do the same. It doesn't do anything for you. It's so easy, and it's so important to support our show this way. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the Amazon button, or use the app. You'll be glad if you do that because that's what we need you to do. And I thank you in advance. Now, Friday, I love that we're back to this tradition because I love me the Oscarazzi. Here he is, the king of the red carpets with a samurai sword. Here's Oscar Santana.
Fellas, ladies, are you a fan of the franchise known as Alien?
The original Sigourney Weaver one?
Hell yeah.
And Alien.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yes?
Yeah.
It's back, baby. Hitting theaters this weekend.
Oh, I love that.
In theaters now. They're the cops. Because the box office doesn't know if they love it or they don't. Because right now, the early reviews aren't so great.
Oh, man. You know what that movie could use? Is Talking Dog.
Talking Dogs.
Talking Dogs.
I guess you can mess up an Alien movie.
Of course. You can mess anything
up. Alien vs. Predator. A lot of fun on cable. Would have seen it in theater.
No, and you know what? Aliens is about half the movie of Alien. It's still
Aliens?
Good. Yeah.
No, Aliens is better than Alien.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was about Oscar's family.
We were resident aliens. We are now citizens. Thank you.
Okay, very good.
Now, as a kid, when you see resident alien on your green card,
yes.
You think a lot about yourself. You're like, are we not from this land?
Mama, why is my blood so green?
Like, I remember looking at that resident alien and then going to my father and said, why does it say alien? Because I didn't know an alien was from... I knew an alien was from outer space.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know, that's what we were called, right? Yeah.
Well, you're fine. I'm
and
pretty
the green
sure.
card, by the way, isn't always green.
What?
Did you know that? It's like a black and white.
Oh, that just pisses me off.
Yeah.
Well, it's green until it gets ripe.
Okay.
I will see this movie this weekend.
Okay.
Probably late Sunday showing, right?
Is there a star in it? Does it have a star vehicle?
Or... No, the star is the alien.
That's what I thought. And mm-hmm. that's, you know what? That's where they're going to have a little trouble because there was such a great cast in the original stuff. I mean, Sigourney Weaver. Is it John Hurd, the guy who had the alien jump out of
his
belly?
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton, yeah. So, I mean, you have a great cast there. If they have a strong enough
Ridley
plot,
Scott's
well called,
involved.
Oh, well, he's very popular. But if they have a good cast and a story well told, they have a chance. I look forward to your review.
Yeah, I just think that...
You're not going to see Happy Feet then?
I don't... Look, these animated movies for kids, they're pretty popular still.
Yes.
Right? And for some... I think a friend told me that the Legos movie, solid for adults. The new Lego was the Batman that came out, pretty funny.
Yeah, the second one.
You can get adult humor.
Yeah.
Emmy's shaking her head. I imagine she watched it. Yes? Yeah.
Yep.
See, I'm saying it's an adult that might be into it.
Okay.
Mulan, I don't know if that's for me.
I don't know. It's very, very pretty.
Talk, I'm just saying.
No, you know what? Mulan was not a good one for grown-ups.
I heard Mulan with some... Did you see it?
I had to watch all that stuff for Julia. Yeah, that was right in her wheelhouse. We had all the princess
movies. The latest
movies.
One that just came out, wasn't that called Mulan?
No, that's Moana.
Moana.
That's the one with the rock.
Okay, is Moana any good, you know?
That I have no idea. I've sort of dodged that. Now Julia goes and sees... what's the haunted doll movie?
Annabelle.
Yeah, she goes and sees Annabelle. And I stay home and watch Talking Dog.
So again, I'm not the alien expert, but it is a movie that I will see. And
can't
I'm excited
wait for your
to
review.
See,
okay,
right?
Cool.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, solid movie.
Of course.
Solid movie. Not, I think I gave it a 3.5 here. I actually pushed that to a 4 now.
But I think also with something that is as strong of a backbone franchise as Guardians of the Galaxy, if they just did a carbon copy of the first, you're going to have a solid movie.
Yes.
But, you know, they're really kind of straying with Alien. Because it's, you know, they're getting far away from the original.
Yeah, but if you have that built-in nerdy audience like me that loved all the Alien movies growing up, I think that alone is enough to go and enjoy it just on that value.
Tentacles.
Yes. Do you remember the name Brad Absolutely. Gray?
Brad Gray, Gray Brillstein Entertainment.
Oh, look at you. How do you know that?
He partnered with Bernie Brillstein. Was he big with HBO, right?
He was the former chairman of Paramount Pictures just a few months ago.
Okay, yeah.
He died at age 59. Cancer, man. Against everybody.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, he's attached to so many great projects.
Okay, tell me what you know, and I'll tell you what I know. Outside that he's dead.
I believe because... Because he worked with Bernie Brillstein, he was hooked up with many great comics. Now, Bernie Brillstein was instrumental in the launching of Belushi's career and early Saturday Night Live. Of course, this came later. Didn't Brad Gray have a lot to do with Larry Sanders?
Did you know that the Brillstein Company was more of a promoter before they became like this Hollywood powerhouse
agency?
Okay,
I did not know this.
And that's when Brad Gray, who worked there,
right,
got into show business as a very young man.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
You don't ascend to be the chairman of a movie, of Paramount Pictures.
Paramount Pictures.
Let alone a movie house, right? Or a studio. Unless you have that trajectory, you got into the business so young.
Because he's not that old that he passed. How old was
59.
He?
59.
Oh, that's a kid. God.
Right? Mm. Responsible for The Sopranos.
Yes.
The Larry Sanders Show.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just to name a few.
That's tragic.
And I actually, I know I kid with you a lot, Rob, as far as the history of Hollywood.
Yeah.
This really blew my mind. Did you know that Gray was responsible for Plan B Entertainment, which was originally set up for Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston?
I had no idea.
Jennifer Aniston, when it didn't work out, she extricated herself from Plan B Entertainment. Plan B Entertainment brought you World War Z.
Wow.
Like they're all interlocked behind this guy. He was known for being like a power broker, but also ruthless. Like, I think you have to be ruthless at that point.
Ruthless and power broker, but also know this. It's kind of lost right now because they're 20 years ago, but The Sopranos and The Larry Sanders Show were both so groundbreaking and so forward-thinking. The fact that a dramatic series could exist on a weekly format in an hour length on HBO, The Sopranos was that it took a season for it to catch on. But it is the template for all hour-long dramas on Netflix and all this stuff. And also The Larry Sanders Show. No one could have imagined that could have been happening, and he greenlit it, and I'm really sorry to hear he passed.
Yeah, and also, and for you interns out there, and we talk about getting interns all the time.
Sure.
And this is a different scale, so I get it. But the exposure to a business or a craft at an early age is so important.
It is.
For example, Gray got his first job as an assistant to Harvey Weinstein and Bob Weinstein coming out of University of New York at Buffalo.
Wow. So early 20s.
Early 20s.
Man.
And he helped arrange his first like big go-to in Buffalo. He helped arrange a show for Frank Sinatra. Wow. Like, right? It's going back to then.
Wow.
This is crazy.
I hope there is someone that is a 22-year-old person right now that has the wherewithal and the vision to step in where he is and somehow replace.
And he's, as a senior in college, his claim to fame.
Black hole.
And you knew this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for cutting you off.
That's all right.
I just get excited when you talk about a body of work like this. His first client, he signed as a senior in college.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Bob Saget.
No way.
Oh my God.
Wow.
He got into the comedy scene early. He knew about them. He earned their trust.
Mm-hmm.
And he signed them.
And that's probably before the comedy boom where everybody had, you know.
Everybody was everybody.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Mm. Right? Well, Full House. You got all that Full House money.
Oh, man. God, I had no idea.
Yeah, surreal.
I'm so sorry
for
him and
his
family.
So I'll cap it there. A lot going on, but that is your Oscarots for today.
We genuinely
paid homage to Brad Gray. It really affected show business in a way that I wasn't aware of.
Oh, huge.
It's really wild.
Watch an episode of Larry Sanders Show. Bunny trail on that for a while.
Mm.
I remember when it first broke, my buddy Brad said, "You won't believe it. There's a show on HBO that's shot on videotape and filmed." I said, "I'll be there in a minute." Such a simplistic device, but it was the whole bedrock of the show. Brilliant. All right. Thank you, Oscar, so much. Come back. We'll do the last little sounds of the week. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live.
There are voices that Mike does that are better to me than the real voice.
On.
Might as well be O'Reilly. You can check out all of Mike's voices on the Mike O'Mara Show app.
Yes!
Oscar, it's been newly updated. What's your favorite feature?
People, listen, all right? You're bored in your car. You're at the dentist's office. Your kids are annoying you. Who knows? Turn on the 24/7 Live app. Unlock it. Update the app right now.
It's the best.
We're just going to make you guffaw when you're feeling a little down. We'll keep you company. I don't know if you're doing the maneuver or just hanging out. Whatever it is. Update the app. It's free. You'll hear a lot of good times happening. Run your phone for absolutely free, and it's 24/7.
I know all the material because I've been here for quite some time. I still click on TMOS Live once a day just to hear what's there.
And we curate it.
It's so
fun. It is constantly updated.
Yes.
You will not hear the same segment twice
No.
within a week.
It's awesome.
Right, Pony? We're doing a week?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
TMOS Live, always there, always on, always available.
Let's step it up to a week, Pony. She gave me the whole like week.
What?
Come on.
What?
Look, it's 24/7 programming. Enjoy.
And it's always available right there on the TMOS app. All you got to do is update it. And here is what they call in manuals for broadcast stuff. Pro tip.
Pro tip.
Pro tip. You can also call the show directly from the app.
From the app.
Which is really, really cool. So check that
and
out.
And shop at Amazon.
Yeah. That's true.
There's
thank
so
you,
much
Pony.
Going on.
That's right. Once a week. Okay. That is.
I'm serious. Once a week, please.
Yeah, please. Maybe twice. Chris Harrison, host of The Bachelorette. You are still on the Bachelorette bandwagon, or not?
I can't wait till Bachelor in Paradise comes back out.
I know.
It's just so much fun. It's like a train wreck of relationships.
We're all very excited. Yeah. He did a video piece this week where Chris Harrison is looking at all the contestants on Bachelorette. So they're males. Mm. And he has got to be the worst wingman because he's destroying them all before the show has even started. I think you'll like this because he's a pretty funny guy.
Let's look at Blake, who's 31 years old, aspiring drummer. I'm an aspiring rock singer. I think at some point at 31, you're just going to have to call it a hobby, and you can't say you're aspiring anymore. It didn't happen. DeMario, you guys met DeMario. He was one of the guys that came out and met Rachel on After the Final Rose. He's 30 years old. He is an executive recruiter. DeMario's smooth. Maybe too smooth. Mm. Maybe, just maybe, he's not here for the right reasons.
Oh.
Fred's 27 years old. He's an executive assistant. You know how you all went to camp when you were kids? And, of course, you have a crush on your camp counselor. So Fred had a crush on his camp counselor. This is back when he was in elementary school. Well, the thing is, his camp counselor was Rachel. So we'll see how that works out.
Whoa.
It could be a Disney story, or it could be a
he's breaking all
disaster.
The new guys?
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Isn't that great?
Can you send me the entire clip?
I shall.
Thank you.
Indeed.
I'm deep into this.
There is a tree surgeon. His name is Don Nix. And what he did... I've seen tree surgeons that climb trees and they have like a GoPro camera on their helmet.
Yeah.
He put a GoPro camera on the tree that he was cutting.
Yeah.
It's called topping a redwood because if a redwood gets too top heavy, it will actually fall. So you have to go up and chop the top off. Hmm. This is a 175-foot tree, a redwood in Big Sur, and he put a GoPro on it. The audio is not as loud as you want it to be, but what's great is you get a notion of how long it takes for a piece of tree to fall 175 feet.
Wait.
Check this out. There it goes. It is so cool.
Can't wait to see it. That's awesome.
That is awesome. It's very cool. And you're a tree surgeon, you don't think that's a cool job, but if you put a GoPro on a falling branch, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Or even if we got a transplanted tree. I don't even know how they do that.
Now, in New Zealand, this is not a brand new clip, but it's new to us.
Okay.
There's a news, as they call a news presenter or a news reader, named Hillary Berry. And she gets faced with one of the hardest things that news readers get. That is a ridiculous story followed by a very serious story. And the ridiculous story, in essence, is a guy tried to, he was stalking a woman and tried to gain entree to her home by saying he had to go to the bathroom really bad. And they called it, you'll see what they call it in the piece. It makes her laugh. But then she has a piece after it that's very serious. This poor Hillary Berry, as far as I know, she's still employed.
In November, he admitted following then 21-year-old Tanya Billingsley home. He said he'd had an emergency defecation situation and needed to use her bathroom, but the judge in the case found he had a sexual motive.
An emergency defecation situation.
That's hilarious.
But now the pivot.
Anyway, carry on, Hillary.
Yeah, just I as think you I'm would. Having one myself. Because this next story is so tragic, I cannot be laughing. Right. Investigators believe a bomb caused the explosion on a plane which has just taken off from the Somali capital of Mogadishu. The blast blew a hole in the side of the plane, and one of the 74 passengers on board was sucked out. Just terrible. And I'm not laughing at that. As the plane was at relatively low altitude, there was no violent decompression and it held together. No one has responsibility. Today could be the day I lose my job. Still, I'd get to lie in.
Thank you so much. Cappy Pfeiffer found that, sent that in.
That is phenomenal.
That is so great. And you got to feel for the newscaster, for
what
the producer.
What are you supposed
to do? Yeah, you can't stack them like that.
No,
when her voice breaks on being sucked out of an airplane cabin.
Yeah. Wow. Today will be the day. It was my job. Yes.
That's true. We talked with Mike this week on News You May Not Need about some of the names that are most popular this year. And again, this shocked me. Kylo. Based only on the fact that Kylo Ren is from the Star Wars trilogy.
The Social Security Administration just released its 2016 baby name data, and the fastest growing name in the U.S. is Kylo, as in Kylo Ren from Star Wars The Force Awakens. I'm not convinced naming your son Kylo is a great idea. For one thing, Kylo Ren kills his dad, which is a huge spoiler for your son's teenage years.
So true.
Do keep that in mind, and that is your Magic Audio Ball. Have a great weekend, everybody. We certainly do appreciate it. Send all of our love and best wishes to Mike O'Mara, who is, as we just heard, is doing great.
Yes!
So fast
two
and speed of recovery.
Up.
Yeah, Mike.
Woo!
Yeah, you boy.
Who's hip?
We're hip. What is hip? Hip everywhere.
All right.
Hip. Hip to be square. That's it, people. People! Thank you for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. It's boss. All messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to me, Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. Our mailing address, send thick stacks of checks to TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you again for listening and join us again on Monday for the best part of your day, Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Oscar.
Ciao, ciao.
See ya.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.